first place in their division years ago. The Fast Lane, brought to you by Schnucks on 101 ESPN.
Time to talk to our guy Dan McLaughlin. Scoops with DannyMac.com. Scoops with Danny Mac on 101ESPN.com with, well, 101ESPN. And you can listen to the podcast at 101ESPN.com.
Or you just randomly visit the website is
sure.
Okay.
Oh, you've got the podcast right there,
I mean,
Jamie.
I'm always on it at home.
That's Jamie Rivers. That's Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. And let's visit with Dan via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Dan, I know you were on the call last night. SLU and NC State. NC State up at half. NC State rolling a little bit in the second half, up double digits. And SLU put it on them. What'd you think of the Billikens? Pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, it was. Great to be with you guys. You know, SLU, I think on Monday, will be in the top 25. Regardless of what they do on Sunday night, they're going to be at Minnesota. I do think that's a team that they'll beat. Illinois put a thumping on Minnesota this week. But, you know, the difference in the game is that the fact is Travis Ford has recruited class after class after class. Now, NC State was dressing nine. They were missing a couple of players. But even if those players dressed, I still think SLU wins that game. And Yuri Collins decided to take over. Javonte Perkins had only 4 points in the first half. He winds up with 20. He's one of the premier scorers in the A-10, certainly in the country. Could be one of the top players in the country before it's all said and done. You know, Travis Ford has done a really good job of building from basically scratch with Hassan French, Jordan Goodwin, and then building class on class. And we saw that last night. They just wore down NC State. I talked to Chris May, the AD of SLU, before the game, and he felt it was one of the biggest games that SLU had played at home in probably, you know, 4 or 5 years. And they were up to the test. They won the game. And you move forward. You hope that you stay healthy. You hope your opponents stay healthy and you continue to rack up wins. I was looking at a stat. I think there's 18 teams now in college basketball that are undefeated that have played at least 5 games, and 2 of them reside in our state, and that's Mizzou and SLU. So it's a nice part of their resume as they look forward to conference play. Very easily could go into conference play undefeated.
Danny Mac, how exciting is college sports right now here locally, right? Like, and I'm expanding it to Illinois. And certainly down to Mizzou with their football program, the basketball program. We got SLU clicking here, and we've got Illinois going in the basketball side of things. It's been a long time, I mean, as long as I can think back, that there's been so much positive stuff surrounding these sports locally.
I'm looking for anything positive, Jamie. Let's be honest.
Aren't we all?
I'm with you. Yeah, we all are. You know, the thing I look at is that beyond my wildest expectations of what has happened with football, and I was tied in with the football program at Mizzou for a while, and they've done just a remarkable job. I think in a pandemic and when you're limited in recruiting, you have to be creative. And from all accounts of people that I've talked to, these guys that follow recruiting day in and day out, they talk about how Eli Drinkwitz has been exceptional in recruiting in the area. And that's not an easy thing to do. You know, that's just not easy to come in and get into these high schools, get in with the coaches, have what he calls Mary Flipmas, which is getting some of these kids to flip their commitments. One of those, the most notable, would be the number 34 recruit in most experts' minds, going from Arizona State, flipping now to Missouri. And, you know, you look at, like, Rivals, you look at ESPN 300, they're in the top 20, top 25, top 30 recruiting classes, and I'm a realist. You know, I don't anticipate them being top 5, top 10, but I would love to see what they're doing, and he's done it in his first year, so that's exciting. And then it could be Illinois, Mizzou basketball, and SLU basketball being in the top 25 for the first time, all together for the first time since 1994, doing some research here. That's incredible, and that tells you that there's talent coming out of here. It's just a matter of just trying to keep that talent in state or at least in the local area.
It's been fun for sure. Dan, shifting gears a tiny bit here to baseball just overall, not even specifically Cardinals, but I want to know your take. And I know you've talked about it on your show, but of the we've got unnamed owners throwing out quotes like not a snowball's chance in hell things start in time. You got the MLBPA saying, hey, we're planning on showing up and we are going to play all of these games. What do you make of the back and forth right now? Is this posturing? Do you believe we'll start on time? I mean, which way do you think the wind is blowing, Dan?
Number one, I don't think it's good. We should have learned a lesson from what happened in the summer. It's never good to be in the public. I don't think the public wants to hear it. It's not the time to hear it. You know, people have more important things on their plates to be dealing with than hearing about the money in the game, the economics of the sport. So that's number one. Number two, I don't think, even though those unnamed owners came out and said, hey, we're going to wait till a full vaccination, it's really hard, in my opinion, I don't know if you guys agree with this, to sell to the general public that you're not going to play until it's a full vaccination when you look that you got through a 60-game season. College football, by all accounts, they had a lot of bumps in the road, but they're going to crown a champion. Basketball is getting through it in the college game. The NBA is back. The NHL, we hope, will be back. These sports are back and dealing with it, and then you're saying, well, we're not going to do that after you already did it the year before. That's probably not going to fly. And I think it's a lot of posturing looking ahead to what we all don't want to talk about, but it's going to be hovering over the season, which is the CBA. I don't think the owners want to die on that hill. I think there's more important things to deal with in terms of, you know, trying to figure out an agreement for the betterment of the game. And I would just hope, guys, that we get people in the room that care about the game. You know, I understand about negotiating. Look, I get it. It's a business. When we come down to it, it's in many ways a business. But that business relies upon people caring about the game. And we got to carry that on and care about those that care about the game. And that's the fans. And so I don't want to hear about it, and people don't want to hear about it. And so I hope that cooler heads prevail, which is cliche, and that we get spring training going on time or some semblance of a spring training. And, Brad, you would answer this better than most. You know, spring training, for the most part, is for pitchers. Position players would say, I need 10 days. I need a week. I'm ready to go. Spring training is for the pitchers because they can't come back like a hockey player and say, okay, I understand we're in a pandemic. I got 10 days to get ready. I'll get ready. I'm in great shape. Pitchers have to take the time to get away from it and take the day off to let their arm recover and then come back and do a bullpen and do their every fifth day and do the side work and all that all the different things that go along with it. So to your original question, Brad, I know I'm going a lot of different directions, but I think at some point we get to spring training, and I do think we'll have a full season because I'd like to think cooler heads prevail and we have to have a game. And that means part of it is that we have to have a spring training and starting this season on time. I would really like to see that, whether or not there's fans in the stands, but eventually I do think we'll have some capacity to bring people in. And yes, not everybody's making top dollar, but for the betterment of the game, we get people to watch the game and talk about what's happening on the field and not away from the field.
And Dan, just to reiterate, you did say that being a pitcher and playing baseball is far more intricate than playing hockey, correct?
Let's be honest about this, Brad. You were never an athlete.
What do you mean?
Jamie was an athlete. Okay.
I'm looking at Jamie right now.
You had a very specialized portion of a sport that you were paid handsomely for.
Yeah.
Jamie's an athlete. Let's just move on.
All right, I'm going to send you a picture of Jamie in a minute.
Dan McLaughlin.
Careful opening that one.
Joins us right now on 101 at ESPN. You mentioned the word posturing, Dan, and that word was part of my next question. Are the owners posturing, waiting for fans to be back in the stands?
I think some are, to be honest with you, but I do think that there are bigger market teams that want to play. And I would throw the Cardinals and Mr. DeWitt in that, too, even though they're not labeled as a New York, Chicago, L.A., but they perform at a big market level in terms of what they bring through the turnstiles, which is 3.4 million fans and the great history and fan base that they have. And I don't want to speak for him, so I don't know. This is just me speaking, and you're asking me a question. I think many owners want to play. I'm sure there's some that don't, or if they do, they want to make sure that there's fans in the stands. But I don't think it's worth dying on that hill to say we're not going to start without a vaccination, because there are other sports around us that are playing. And so how do you sell that to the general public? I just think, Anthony, I don't know if you agree, that's a really tough sell to the general sports fan.
No, I completely agree, Dan. We were talking about this before, and I raised the question of what the hell is Major League Baseball doing for the fans then? Yeah, the shortened season last year, everybody understood that. They got through it, great. Had the expanded playoffs, great. But you're in the middle of what should be hot stove and fun. I mean, the NBA has capitalized on this with all the player movement. The NFL has capitalized this in a long time. It used to be in December where we were talking about trades and free agency. Now you don't have any of that. And I understand some of the analytics has taken part of that. But now pandemic has just like squashed all that talk. So what do fans hear about? The fans are hearing about the two sides arguing how long or short the season's going to be next year. And then, oh, by the way, there could be a labor dispute and a strike next year. I don't think Major League Baseball is doing anything for the fans right now.
Well, if they came out and said, hey, no matter what, hell or high water, we will have February 13th, a report date, and on February 22nd, you know what, that's the first day of a spring training game. No matter what. Fans in the stands or whatever, it's going to be a reduced major league camp, but we're going to have games, and we're going to get ready for 162. I think you would see more movement. I do understand why, if I was in a front office, I would be somewhat hesitant to go out and sign certain people, because I just don't know what is going to be a season. Now, you can ask the question of, like, well, why haven't you figured out a DH? That's a logical question. And I don't have the answer to that. And I don't, as a baseball fan, and I love this game more so than anything else. I love the game. I want to know that answer. I'm a fan of the game. And I don't think that that's right, that we don't know that yet. And to be arguing over simple things like a DH, which I think generally speaking, not for everybody, but generally speaking, it was accepted and liked by fans. And, oh, by the way, it's going to be accepted by the Players Association, because it means more jobs and more pay. And, by the way, the fans kind of liked it. Why isn't this already done? And here we are going towards January 1st and Christmas and don't have a resolution to that. Things like that just don't make sense. And if you follow the sport, you're sitting there going, why haven't they done this yet? And I can understand that.
Agreed, completely. Well, hopefully a lot of this will be ironed out, and hopefully it will be ironed out very quickly. And as you just noted, we have some sort of date for spring training so that fans can look forward to something. Dan, have a great weekend. Love hearing from you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. We will have baseball. I promise you that. We're going to have baseball.
Good man. Scoops with Danny Mac, and Scoops with Danny Mac, 101 ESPN. .com. Jamie Rivers, Brad Thompson, Anthony Stalzer. The college football playoff debate. No, not individual teams, but deserving versus what are the four best teams? That's next on 101 ESPN.